Around the world, the apple signifies the fall of humanity. But here in New England, the apple also means it's, well, simply fall. To celebrate the season, Here and Now producer John Marston trekked out to the good old orchard in Ipswich, Massachusetts, to pick a few apples of his own, sample some homemade cider donuts, and check out the fare for sale in the farmhouse store.
For me, apple orchards are a thing of my youth. I used to come here with my parents when I was a little kid and pick apples. And I remember when I was in kindergarten coming to see the donut machine and get the tour. And today, I've come back to an apple orchard here at Goodale Orchards in Ipswich, Massachusetts. And here to give me the full tour is Miranda. And Miranda, how are you today?
Fine, thanks.
And what kinds of things do you have here?
Well, this is our busy time of year, obviously, because apples are falling off the trees now. So this is when most of people come and they get those awesome cider donuts. And people come here a lot just to visit our animals in our barnyard and to pick out a pumpkin and get all kinds of produce that we sell.
So when the families arrive in the pickup trucks and they pull into the parking lot and they walk in, where do they go for?
Yeah, they go for the donuts.
For the donuts?
Yeah.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Let's go.
So now I'm in the farmhouse, and there's Indian corn hanging from everything and a delightful cinnamon smell in the air. And I can smell the apples. And here I am, and there's also a donut machine.
We make a batter and basically just drop out the donuts into the hot oil. They get turned over and over, and they basically go right along until they come out the end, and people always stand in line asking for the hot ones. That's what they want. We want a hot one, want a hot one.
And you put cider in it? That's your secret ingredient?
Yeah. Well, it's not a big secret because they're cider donuts, but...
Tastes great. I can taste the apples, but it's not too much. So also in the store, we've got bushels of apples and, let's see, some pies. There's a sign I see over there that says, today's pie, apple. Now, is that a surprise?
No, not really.
I mean, I would just guess, you know, it's an apple orchard and all. What are the other pies that you do?
Well, we do fruit pies in the summertime. So basically whatever we're growing or whatever is in season is the pie that we try to be making at the time. So we have blueberry pies and raspberry peach pies. And of course at Thanksgiving, we do a big business with pies. People come here and we make pumpkin pies and pecan pies and all the gamut of pies that you can possibly imagine.
So now I'm behind the store in the barnyard, and I have to say it doesn't quite have that same cinnamony smell that was inside, but it's delightful. There's a small pond with a bunch of ducks on it. What kind of animals do you have here?
We have a lot of rabbits that are on the loose here these days. We have a bunch of turkeys, and there are pigs. There's a lot of other kind of just loose fowl, like guinea fowl.
Oh, here comes a turkey. He's running right at me. Do they really make the gobble-gobble sound?
They make a really funny sound, especially when they're excited. These turkeys can get kind of territorial, too. They like to protect their little pen.
He's a big guy, though, so I don't think I'll do the thing to provoke the ridiculous sound.
No, don't do that.
Now, do all of these animals turn into food someday, or are they just here in the farm hanging out?
They're just in the farm hanging out. These are our pets. And we find that people really love to be able to come and have close contact with animals, especially people who come from the city or further away that don't have this opportunity. And they can just reach in and pat a goat, and it's kind of a special experience for a lot of people.
Well, any chance I could pet a goat?
I think you could probably pet one of these goats.
Hi, Jack. Hi, Jill.
This is Jack and Jill, their brother and sister.
Say hello.
Say hello.
Meh.
Don't use that.
Meh.
Come on, talk to me.
Meh.
Meh. The goats are reticent today.
When we first got them, when they were just kids, they'd come up to the house. They'd actually climb up to the third floor.
Well, he just tried to eat my microphone, and I have to say the windscreen is a little slimy now.
Yeah.
completely remiss not to pick some apples while we're here at the apple orchard. And here we are. It's a lovely tree. What type of apple is this?
This is a Macintosh apple tree, and this is about an 80-year-old tree. This is one of the original trees planted here on the farm. This is a real beauty.
So what's the secret to picking apples?
We like you to take the apple, get a nice grip on it, and twist it gently until it comes off. And if it comes off in one twist, then it's ripe. You never want to have to force the apple to come off the tree, so a gentle twist should be all it takes. All these low branches have been picked by our school tour kids.
Do you ever have problems with people climbing all over the trees when they should just be picking the apples?
Yes. People tend to do whatever they can get away with around here, and climbing is the least of the offenses. Like I mentioned before, we have a ton of kids who come through here for their tours, and we generally lay down the law before they even get their hands on any apples. They're not to throw them, they're not to kick them, not to climb the trees, not to break the branches, because it's all pretty tempting.
Now, I gotta say, I've always had this secret desire to just eat an apple while it's still on the tree. Is that recommended? Can I do that? Is it covered with chemicals, or can I just go ahead and bite into one that's on the tree?
It does seem like a bizarre request, but if you must, I guess you can.
It won't hurt me, though?
No, it won't hurt you.
I'm reaching up. There's a nice apple here. It couldn't be any fresher. This is as fresh as an apple can possibly be.
Still on the tree.
All right, well, that was delicious. Now I feel fulfilled. But I can't bring a tree home with me, of course, because that just isn't practical. So if I want to bring any apples home with me, I got to do some picking, I guess.
Yeah, you better get a bag.
All right, well, thank you very much, Miranda.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for coming.
Our technical director, John Marston, visited Gooddale Farms in Ipswich, Massachusetts, which offers tours, apple picking, and homemade pies.
Stay tuned for some experimental music, here and now. But there's so much they don't know.